His lifespan was 1856 to 1932, so it was before recordings would have been made. And this translation that we have here is translated by Ajahn Hasapanyo, who was a disciple of Ajahn Pasano's, who Ajahn Pasano ordained in New Zealand. So I'll just read one little paragraph from the introduction, and it says, talking about the difficulty of translating this book, he said, in addition, he spoke in an old-fashioned style that even modern Thais would find difficult to understand. He said, there are bound to be shortcomings in my attempt at translation. I ask for forgiveness in all concerned in the hope that the intrinsic worth of the teachings will shine through the shortcomings of the translator. And I'm going to start with
Can I give a bit of context who he is?
Yes.
He's from Ubon, another Ubon boy, made good in the big city. He and Ajahn Mun were friends. And they knew each other. Jokun Ubali was older than Ajahn Mun, so that Ajahn Mun looked up to him as an elder brother, mentor, and he would oftentimes, when Ajahn Mun, Jokun Upali was, he spent a lot of time in Bangkok, he was given more and more responsibilities, but he would also was a scholar administrator, but he would also take time to go off on tudong, go into retreats in the forest. And I read his biography in Thai. I don't think that's ever been translated. And he had a real commitment to both the integrity of the teachings as well as the implementation of practice. He was one of the rare sort of people who span both worlds. What's happened in Thailand tends to be a bit bifurcated or separate. And I think that's enough.
And says, he was so respected that Lumpu Mun actually accepted a one-year period of abbot as one of the most important city temples in Chiang Mai out of deference to his request. So that kind of shows you.
Yeah, he felt really obligated when he was asked by this very senior, highly respected monk. But he did sort of leave pretty quickly.
1 year.